This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was news today about for-profit colleges, the Kaplan Universities of the world, the DeVry Institutes, as well as trade programs in cosmetology or medical billing or car repair or what have you. In all, about 10% of the total college student population in this country goes to for-profits. And a Senate report out today says those schools are a bad deal for a lot of those students and for taxpayers as well. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that story.
Senator Tom Harkin is no fan of for-profit colleges, or how, he says, they do business.
Exorbitant tuition, aggressive recruiting practices, abysmal student outcomes.
And nope, he's not done there. Harkin says most of the revenues received by for-profit colleges came from federal student aid programs. And those colleges spent less than 20% of that revenue on actually educating their students.
We can't continue to pour more and more taxpayers' dollars into this bottomless pit, and students really aren't getting much out of it.
The Association of Private Sector Colleges and Universities, as you might expect, disagrees with the bottomless pit characterization and a whole lot of the rest of the report. Steve Gunderson is the group's CEO.
It's a very, careful use or misuse would probably be the right term of comparing numbers and statistics in ways that just don't make sense.
But he says there are changes Harkin recommends that he supports. Among them, better tracking of student outcomes, but for all colleges. Peter Wahlstrom is an analyst at Morningstar.
It has been a very difficult and challenging environment, I think most companies would agree, in the for-profit education space.
There's more oversight of how they recruit and do business, and enrollment is falling. But Wahlstrom expects headlines like today's will push for-profit colleges to do more to convince people that enrolling is a smart decision. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.